And right near here, I don't know the name of the street, but about 10 years ago, no, about 8 years ago, I lived one summer right over here in front of the high school on the street that...
Marsh Utes.
That must be it.
Marsh Utes.
I stayed with some friends there while I started the university out
here. Well, good.
And my mother's originally from Huntsville. She's from Hazel Green, one of the Cricks.
One of the Cricks. Yes. Well, I believe didn't you say that you were from Hickson, Tennessee?
Yes, ma'am.
I have a nephew who lives there.
Oh, really?
And when you said that morning, I told some of them, I said, well, I have a nephew who lives there now.
Yeah, is he with
Gene Heron. He has his own business, I think, there now. He's in fact, it's not going to be possible for me to be here Thursday night.
Okay.
They called this morning, and his mother passed away this morning. And we are going, leaving for, his mother and father live in Oak Ridge. So we're going up there in the morning, and I don't know whether we'll be back Thursday afternoon or not.
Am I keeping you from anything?
No, not a thing.
Of course, being as near as I am,
I'm
over at your convenience.
Well, as I said, and I was sorry that I hadn't written you before, but I didn't know at the time.
Right.
I have, as I said, we've been expecting this message for quite some time. She had cancer, and we just didn't know at what time, you know, it might turn up, and it sure enough, it happened this morning at 3:30. So I said I had already told you, you know, that it'd be fine for tonight. So I told my husband, I said, well, I'll just tell Mr. Foster tonight that we'll make another engagement for another time.
Sure, it'll be, it can be any time. I mean, next week sometime or later on in June, because after next week I'll be on vacation.
You'll be on vacation for a while. Well, that is the point. I expect we possibly could make it for next Thursday night, if that would be convenient for you, because as far as I know now, everything will be clear here. I have grandchildren. I mean, a grandbaby here that I keep,
certainly.
And I do this and do that.
If anything comes up, you can always drop me a line, or if you don't have time, you can call over to me.
Well, I knew that I could have called you today had it been necessary, but as I said, it wasn't necessary. But we did have misfortune. My husband's sister went up to, of course, it's her younger brother's wife, and she has more or less mothered them since their mother passed away, and he called her Sunday and told her that he knew that his wife was very near death. And, sister, will you please, she and her husband, he has retired.
Mm-hmm.
And said, will you please come over? And so she went yesterday, and after they got to Oak Ridge, and she went to the grocery for him. She usually does stock him up on groceries. And she turned around and forgot something and started back in and fell and broke her right wrist, both bones.
My goodness.
So I said, trouble never comes single-handedly.
That's right.
It really doesn't.
That's really something. So she's up there with a broken wrist.
Well, no, her husband got her home today. She wanted to come back home because she said she wasn't doing them any good and she was just in the way, and she was suffering quite a bit with it, and she wanted to get down here with her own doctor, and so she came in tonight.